True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back. Hour number three. Show is just rolling, right? We talk about this all the time. It's college football's back, usually on what? I guess it's Mondays it normally comes out, I believe, right? But because of the holiday, I guess it came out yesterday with the new top 25.
Comes out on Tuesday every week, I think.
Is it Tuesday?
I think so.
So is basketball Monday then? Is that what I'm thinking of? Anyway, doesn't matter. We have the new top 25 in college football, and I want to get your take on some things, what we saw. First off, how far do you think Texas should drop after losing Ohio State? And how high should Ohio State be ranked after that?
I assume Ohio State will be number one in the country after that.
They're number one in the country. That's correct. Yeah. Penn State is two. LSU is three. Man, I just think that's way too high for LSU, but okay. They beat Clemson, and I'm not sure how good Clemson is. Miami's number five. They jump up. Oregon, and then number seven is Texas. Clemson falls to eight. Notre Dame to nine. Here comes South Carolina. South Carolina was losing. Like, they were playing poorly that whole game, and that punt return, like, shot some life into them, and then they added on another touchdown in the fourth to kind of pull away there, but I like Lenora Sellers. I just don't know. I don't know that there's enough talent there to get to make this type of push or that they're a top 10 team. And then Illinois, Arizona State, Florida, your Florida State Seminoles are 14.
Wow, they're unranked.
Yeah, right above Michigan. I mean, I guess you beat Bama, and guess Bama's ranked 21st now. I'm trying to look to see if Ole Miss is 20th as they won by like 60. Oklahoma at 18. I want to point out SMU. SMU plays Baylor this week. Baylor wet the bed on Friday night. They've had a little extra time to get ready for this game. I was talking to a buddy of mine that's a SMU guy, and he's like, this team's not as good as everybody's saying. We shall see. I think the fact that Baylor lost their opening game and SMU won by like 50, Baylor's a 2.5-point underdog to the number 17 team in the country, and they did not look good in their home game against Auburn. Baylor's going to beat SMU outright. So,
what'd you think about the now that you've given me the rankings, how, any of them seem kind of unfair, excessive, up or down?
I mean, so for example, and I don't know enough about these teams yet because it's easy for, like, when I'm doing my my breakdowns now, like, I'll go and get, sometimes it's Phil Steele's book, sometimes it's Athlon. I think this year I got Athlon. But returning starters, looking at some of the players coming in, guys that I should keep my eye on, what type of offense and defense do they like to run. Like in some of the research I was doing, you see teams with two new coordinators and they're switching their defense up from a traditional 4-3 to a 3-3-5.
Right.
How long does it take them to get that down? Do they have the right personnel to run that? You know, there's things that I look at, but then you get a couple games in and you have enough data to where you think you can run off of that for this season. So I think there's a constant juggling. Like, as I look at the top 25, I don't know that Arizona State's the 12th best team in the country. I mean, they were good last year and they made their run to the postseason, but we all talked about how important Cam Scadabo was there. They had one of the best receivers in the country as well. Indiana's interesting because their head coach, everywhere he goes, he wins. He won a ton last year, but they were a little overrated. I want to see more of Miami. Carson Beck.
Yeah, Yeah.
Being there, he's played in a lot of big games. But ultimately, I think when we start talking about the top four, it's going to be Ohio State, Penn State, Georgia, and then I think Texas gets back up. I think Texas is just going to start pounding teams, and it's going to matter what they do against Georgia when they meet up, heads up later on this year.
What do you think about Florida State and moving up to, from unranked to 14?
Well, you have a win like that, I think you have to. 14's pretty high.
Yeah.
And then I start looking at the teams after them. Okay, Ole Miss beat nobody. SMU beat no. I mean, these teams won, but they didn't. They were their cupcake games.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing the traditional. Let me get my three wins.
Yeah.
Or two wins, whatever it is at the beginning of the year, and then I'll pick up a few more in conference play. Like Maryland's first three games, with all due respect to Northern Illinois, who barely won last week. I mean, Maryland beats Florida Atlantic. They should beat Northern Illinois. And with all due respect to my alma mater, can I call it that if I didn't graduate? Towson. They should beat Towson, right? There's just no question about that. So they should start off 3-0, which means you got to find three wins in the Big Ten to go to a bowl game.
I'm looking at the teams with losses ahead of, you know, the winning teams, like South Carolina, Illinois, Arizona State, Florida, Florida State. I don't think Clemson's that good this year. I picked them, LSU, to beat them, and they did, and I just not so sure they're...
But you know the problem?
They're eighth in the country still.
They're in the ACC, and they're going to beat up on everyone in the ACC except two other teams.
Except Florida State, Miami.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So, and somebody, who did we have on? Somebody I was talking to, I don't know if it was on this show or not, maybe it was Lee Sterling when we had him on Friday, like talked about if the ACC does not perform well this year, then they're definitely going to be picked apart by the SEC and the Big Ten.
Oh, absolutely.
They're going to take the best teams, and some of the other teams you don't want are going to filter out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so weird in college football to look at the Atlantic Coast Conference and see where Cal is ranked.
Yeah.
It just doesn't even make sense anymore.
But makes no sense.
Everything is changing, and we might eventually get to a point where college football has two separate national championships, one for the super conferences and then another one for everybody else. And it seems kind of silly, but I feel like that's the route we're going.
I know, but they may have to. I don't know if they have to, because some teams are never going to win, ever. All the teams we just talked about, their potential, you know, Texas, Ohio State, Florida, Florida State, Miami, Penn State, they're always going to be potential national champions. But I mean, Nevada, South Dakota?
Never.
I don't think so. No.
I mean, people are still hanging their hat on the fact that TCU made the run to the national championship the year they did, and that's great.
Yeah.
And Arizona State getting into the playoff last year and seeing some upsets that we didn't expect. But I don't know what it is that with the committee and the guys that vote on this, Clemson and Notre Dame can lose, and they refuse to move them down further. It's almost like they love those two teams, and I think
that's why I brought up Clemson. I didn't bring up ND because I thought Notre Dame was the same boat. They both lost. And they just barely dropped.
Told you, I had
Texas went down six. Texas dropped six spots, right?
Yeah,
six, seven, what, six? Anyway,
yeah, they were number one.
They lost to the national champs. They should have dropped a spot or two. I think that's not fair.
Probably. I mean, but when you have Miami in an upset win over Notre Dame, and again, I'm not saying they're wrong.
How much of an upset? Miami was ranked.
They were. Yeah,
that's not a big upset.
But they were an underdog at home.
I know. I'm saying they're a ranked team. So it's like, it's not that big a deal.
That's like this year in the, or this week in the NFL, where I'm talking about all these 2.5 point home underdogs. Yeah. And like, to me, those are not all of them, but you got to find the right ones. They're great bets. There's so much value. Like, do you think Atlanta's the least bit afraid of playing Tampa Bay when they're getting 2.5 points at home? Like, and Tampa Bay's a good team, but Atlanta's improved too.
Yeah.
I think that division's up for grabs.
I don't.
I do.
I think Tampa wins that division. I don't think it's a very good division.
Outside of New Orleans, I think Carolina's way better than people think.
Really?
I still don't understand why Jacksonville is a 3.5 point favorite over the Panthers this week. This doesn't make any sense. Jacksonville, did you guys watch them? I think their offense is going to be better with their new coach, but we shall see. Anyway, but Ohio State, did you see enough from them in that game one to say, okay, they're for real. I like their quarterback, the kid Cyan. People were talking about him never throwing a pass in a game. And it's like, oh my, he's a 5-star recruit. Come on, man. Like,
well, I mean, I thought they were good anyway.
Yeah.
I mean,
so they got the best defensive player in the country.
Going, it was a 3-1. I just don't understand how that drops Texas that far.
I think because the other teams ahead of them all won. LSU, Georgia, Miami, and Oregon. Mm-hmm. But again, this is going to be fun to watch this. And this thing, if you take a screenshot of this, I bet you 10 of these teams are out, and there's 10 other teams that are going to be in by the end of the year. And they said some other teams just getting votes, BYU, Auburn, Georgia Tech. USC, Louisville, TCU, Missouri. TCU's not good either. It just showed me how bad UNC was. I mean, that was just pathetic on Monday night. By the way, did you see the old old Chapel Bill's girlfriend on the sideline with her purse running up and tapping him on the shoulder during a timeout?
And no.
She was running up and down. Like,
you're kidding me.
It's the first time I've ever, and I don't know why this seems so weird to me, but just maybe because we don't see guys' wives and girlfriends or whatever on the sideline.
Because they shouldn't be.
It's the first time I've seen somebody carrying a purse on a sideline.
He's working. What are you doing?
Hey, hey, Bill, you think you should run that flea flicker? Yeah, no, you're not helping.
Can I buy nachos? Like, what are you asking? Is that important?
What the, why is she even on the sideline? Anyway, all right, we've got a lot more to get to here. Coming up next, it's the World of Stupid. I've got some sound to play for you from the Yankees game, which, yeah, it's interesting. I learned a new factoid that someone sent me about, was it Cody Bellinger was at the bat. We're also going to talk about a woman that gave birth at Burning Man. First, we lose the orgy fest, and then some woman gives birth having no signs of pregnancy. She didn't know she was pregnant. I have no idea how this happens.
I've had a case like that.
Have you?
Yes.
And my favorite story of the day. Florida man allegedly runs over foot. Florida man allegedly runs over foot model with car on their first date after she refused to let him do what? I will tell you what it is. I don't know if you know this one, but maybe not. It is still funny. All right, we'll get to the World of Stupid coming up next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, it's World of Stupid time. We're going to start it off with, I'm just going to play you it. It was on the Yankees broadcast. Well, I'm assuming, is that the Fox broadcast from the Yankees-Astros game last night? Jeff Francoeur is on the call with Cody Bellinger up to bat. And I don't think this was a misspeak. I think this was, I don't know, he should have used a different word in what he said. Here, I'll just play the clip for you. He He's got a little what? Joe, can we play that again? I just want to make sure I heard him correctly. So he's talking about how the bat is
obviously
cocked.
Yes.
Just so people know. I don't want to get in trouble for this because that's what he's talking about.
I don't get
about.
No trouble.
Whatever, wherever your mind took you, that's on you. That ain't on me.
Mm-hmm.
It's on you. What is it? Do you have a favorite announcer, Flub? Because the two that stand out to me, that's always going to like pop in my mind, the Brenneman one, when he got caught on mic using a slur against homosexuals.
Oh, yeah, right.
And he had to come back and apologize. In the middle of his apology, Castellanos hits a home run. He goes, I am so sorry. We got a long fly ball. Castellanos, it's out to the wall and it's gone. Really sorry for what I said earlier, by the way. And yeah. That to me got me. And the Gary Thorne, where we were within striking and hitting distance. But he just put the two words together.
Oh, right, yes.
So we ended up in that distance. Yes.
That's not even the best one from Gary Thorne.
What's the best one?
What he said about Albert Pujols?
What did he say?
I'm not going to say. He said, Pujols is, and he said the R word instead of retired.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I still like the S distance better. Because it, like Gary Thorne was so much fun to listen to. And I think my favorite thing about him is like he's the guy that will be telling you the story that's funny. And he'll laugh all the way through it, but it's that whiskey laugh where it's like, because you know he had a bottle under the desk there, right? He had to have something he was sipping on, some scotch, something. All right, let's get to this story. And I'm always surprised at this, and I'm not a woman, so I don't know what it's like to go through it, but the headline reads, woman gives birth despite no signs of pregnancy while attending Burning Man Festival. She wasn't even showing. I mean, we had this story, and I didn't get to the darker one. I don't know if you saw what happened in Kentucky.
No.
With the girl who was a junior at Kentucky. She's part of their cheer squad or some sort of, I don't know, dance squad or whatever. She gave birth to a baby and threw it away. So now she's being charged with the death. And there's like, I forget the other terms that they used and what she's being charged for. But Kayla Thompson was in an RV at the festival in Nevada when she unexpectedly went into labor. My wife's a labor and delivery nurse. I still don't know how people don't know that they're pregnant.
Well, initially I can understand it, but...
No. Like, again, but this is a point where I'm assuming if you're having the baby, you have to be showing somewhat, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
You don't have to be full term.
No, I know
But
that.
I had one. The reason I said I had a case, I had a woman who was full term. Thought she had to go to the bathroom. She gave birth in the toilet.
Yeah.
Baby drowned. And she just said she had no idea.
Yeah, so
didn't know the baby was in there. You had no idea this full-term baby popped out of you and died.
So, Ed, this might be what you're saying. The mother, Kayla Thompson, and the baby weighed 3 pounds, 9 ounces, and was only 16 and a half inches long. It's going to stay in the NICU until it's strong enough. So, apparently, I mean, that sounds like the baby did come early. But they named the newborn baby Baby Aurora, not Burning Man Jr., See,
it's... Burning Man Jr.
Jeremy, you're also forgetting the other thing that happened at Burning Man. There was a homicide.
Oh, somebody got killed?
Yeah.
I didn't see
really?
That. Really?
So it's a piece of love and leave no trace and all that stuff?
Man found dead and suspected homicide at Burning Man. I believe it was the same day the baby was born. So maybe man dies, baby's born. The man just came back with the baby.
You think it was like a satanic ritual?
Yes.
Like when they put that killer in Chucky's body, the doll?
Yes, Annabelle.
No, that's a different one. Chucky. They had a massive sandstorm at Burning Man. I always thought that was a concert or an event that I would like to go to. After seeing all the things here, I don't want to.
You'd be doing construction work when you get there.
I think Bonnaroo is the one I want to go to. Right, Joe? Bonnaroo is more like a music festival than this nonsense.
Yeah, Bonnaroo is not...
anything like this.
Yeah, it has like art installations, but like Burning Man, the point isn't necessarily music. At Bonnaroo, it's music.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. Anyway, I don't want Burning Man. All right, let me get to this story. I told you this was my favorite story of the day. I'm going to finish reading the headline, see if you know what it is. Florida man allegedly runs over foot model with his car on their first date after she refused to let him what? Ed, do you have a guess?
Suck on her toes.
It's close. Smell her feet.
Yeah, he just well, there to smell you go. Yeah.
I just want a little sniff. Mm. I wish Rob was here. He's losing points on this one. You toe suckers. You guys are creeps, man. like in feet.
That guy looks creepy. He's got one eye cocked up a little high.
What has he got?
He's cockeyed.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, they had to use skin from my
foreskin. I know. Yeah. Yes, I know. I know the joke. Don't tell it on the air.
Oh, man. Did I ever tell you when I went to the doctor, he told me I had to stop masturbating, and I said, why? He said, because I'm trying to do the exam. Sorry, doc. But a Florida man allegedly ran over a foot model with his... I got to keep stopping because I'm not used to the foot model thing. Like, I'm reading it. Ran over a foot model. Yeah. And on his first date, she refused to let him smell her feet. Elmonsi Circle. It's an interesting name. 28. Allegedly arranged a meeting on the dating app Seeking with the woman in a room at the Serena Hotel. When he asked her if he could smell her feet and buy her used sneakers.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, I know you're not supposed to fetish shame, but some of this stuff just makes me laugh. Like, that's what you're into?
I mean, everybody's got their thing. It's just...
The model who didn't want to be known, she requested anonymity, would have to fork over $1,000. Said he would have to fork over $1,000 for her shoes and that she would have to retrieve them from her car. Afterwards, he wasn't happy because he wanted to smell them feet. Sir, however, did not agree to the hefty rate, and the model went to use the bathroom inside the hotel room. When I got there, he just wanted to sniff my feet. Again, I didn't feel comfortable with that. I mean, you could have my sneakers all you want, and you know they're just stinky old sneakers, but people like weird things, as we get into.
Yeah.
And as soon as she walked outside, he took his SUV and he ran over. What a winner.
He intentionally ran over her?
Yeah.
Oh.
He then fled the scene. Here, let me give you the headline here. She ran into the parking lot where she allegedly saw Circle driving a red Mercedes SUV. He passed her, then did a three-point turn and ran her over with the SUV. You just let him smell your feet. This is your fault. No, I'm kidding. I mean, this is just stupid. I can't believe we have people like this.
Yeah, that's...
You won't let me smell your feet, so I'm gonna ride over you with my car.
I don't fetish shame. I just find it funny that people actually get off to that. Like... You want to smell some woman's dirty sneakers. That does it for you? There's so many other better things you could do with.
I still, the guy.
Model.
The people that are attracted to people that vomit. You know, have you heard that?
No,
fetish?
I have not heard that.
Oh, God. What is that about? Oh,
really?
Yeah, I forget the name of what it's called, but it's, I mean, if you go on the dark web or somewhere online and you're like, which we've all been down, well, I hope we all have, unless I'm the weirdo. We've all been down that rabbit hole where you see a video and you're going, who is this for? But
yeah.
There's somebody out there.
Yes.
And there are people buying farts in jars.
Yes, there are.
I mean, I got my collection. I just need two more to complete the set. It's just, what are we doing as a society? It's gross. Anyway, that's a world of stupid. All right, don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, we got Jamal Lewis, 8:45, Shovels. But coming up next, Orioles attendance is down 22% compared to last year. But if they play at the 23-24 level, will that number rebound? We'll talk about that. Take your phone calls, 410-583-1057 here on The Fan. All right, welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris, Rob Long will be back tomorrow. NFL kicks off tomorrow. Can't believe we're this close to everything happening. Eagles, Cowboys. But we got more baseball that we're going to talk about. And obviously that'll be sprinkled in. We got a big week next week. You know, looking at all the different things that are going on, the anniversary of 21-31 is awesome. And even getting the chance to watch some of these players that we're seeing get healthy and some of the younger guys play. But I don't think anybody could be surprised when I tell you that the attendance is down at 22% compared to last year. But the question we have is if they get back to playing at that 2023 or 2024 level, which we all expected them to do this season, or at least be in the mix for the playoffs, will that number rebound? And I said, you know, this always takes me back to Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. If you put out a winning product, people will show up. I mean, there's a reason why. And again, there are certain situations where it's like, yeah, then tell that to the Guardians and why people don't show up there. Tell that to the Rays. But then when you watch the important games, the playoffs, they're sold out. Like even the Rays would be sold out and people go there for the important games. And have they said if the Rays make the... I don't know if the Rays are making the playoffs. If they're going to play at that Yankee facility, if they're going to go somewhere
I don't know what they're going to do because I just saw the stadium. It's still got no roof.
Yeah. The roof is on fire.
Roof is on fire. Roof's gone.
Well, yeah, the hurricane hit that. So with this, I mean, do you kind of agree with me that if they start to win again, if they're showing how they played... Because this is They have an exciting brand of baseball. This wasn't it this year.
No, definitely not.
But, I mean, we've talked about it, having all these young players that, you know, you want to come out and watch. There is star power on this team. But I think people have their reservations about whether or not they're going to get back in the mix. But if they do start winning again, not this year, next year, do you see the attendance going up?
Of course. Absolutely going to go up. You put a good product on the field, people will come. It just, they don't want to spend their hard-earned dollars. Because it's a lot of money. Well, I don't care what they say. Bring your own food. People have families. A lot of people are young, say, if you got kids, it's an expensive day.
That's why the promotion they did where kids can come free was great. But the other part of this, too, that I think we have to factor in is that ticket prices are going up. Some people didn't like the packages they were selling. Right. So they got really pissed off. I think some fans kind of spurned it and said, I'm not buying season-long tickets or any of these packages. But we'll see.
We did this, a couple times. I thought the timing of the announcement was terrible. You're having a terrible year. You get rid of all the players you know. I mean, no players I really like that are gone. Like, Mullins or Laureano is my favorite. And that week you tell people, okay, by the way, we may lose 100 games. All your favorite guys are gone, and we're raising ticket prices.
Can I ask?
And the excuse was, this is when people traditionally raise it. You can do whatever you want. It's your team.
Can I ask a serious question about the 3 weeks I was gone?
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody call in about Kyle Stowers and how that was a bad trade for Trevor Rogers? I'm just curious if that happened because those guys called the first 2 months of the season nonstop, and now you're all quiet. Quiet, quiet, quiet.
The guy did call about how good the show was.
For 3 weeks? No, but this is my point when we get to these arguments. People are like, you can't bring up injuries with the team when injuries is a major factor with what happened this year. Are they at fault for some of them? I don't know. But again, you look at everybody. Rob pointed out, Jackson Holliday, and before he was traded, Ryan O'Hearn are the only guys in this team that haven't been hurt.
Yeah.
The only ones of everyday players.
Yes.
And you look at the pitching staff and what's happened with them with starters going down. How are you expected to compete? And then out of nowhere, here comes Trevor Rogers. I don't know if this is repeatable next year. Maybe you are calling back next year going, see, I told you that guy sucked. But he looks amazing this year. And then the issue becomes, like, no matter what you talk about, I'm right because this is happening now. And then once it plays out, it's like, oh, we're not talking about it anymore. And I think the same thing, like when everybody was bitching about certain things, whether it's Mike Elias, whether it's what they did in free agency, not signing your own players, all the things that I don't think hold validity. I mean, you need two people to agree to that contract. You got to give him the right amount of money. He's got to say yes. it just made sense for Basayo. But we get to these points of the season where the one thing I felt fans had a legitimate gripe was the ticket prices, even though it's part of this business. It's going to happen.
Yes.
You're going to have bad years and it's going to go up. But fans said, hey, if you put a winning product on the field, we'll pay those prices. We're not worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't a winning product this year and you're raising the
price. No, and it's like, I just think if you put a winning team on the field, it's funny. It's, you know how it is here. When we were the flagship, they were giving away miniatures of the statues outside, the Hall of Fame guys.
Mm-hmm.
They give away miniatures of those statues. And they said, got to draw people to the ball. I said, look, you can give away all the statues you want. If you're not going to play bad baseball, nobody's coming.
Yeah.
Well, they called and complained here. That
really?
I was, yes. Is that an unfair statement?
By the way, like when the Pirates gave away the Paul Skeens bobblehead, there was a line going over the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Like people want that collectible. But like just because you're giving out prizes all year long, prizes or gifts, whatever, collector's items, doesn't mean people are just going to. People show up for that. I've seen people come down, buy their ticket, get the item, and then leave.
Yeah.
And trying to get multiple so they can sell some online and whatnot. Let's go to a phone call here. We got Ryan in Baltimore wants to talk about the attendance. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning.
Listen, the reason why attendance is down, in my opinion, is kind of what Ed said, is it's just so expensive. I mean, I'm fortunate enough that I have a lot of friends that have season tickets, and when they can't go to games, they'll say, hey, take my tickets. But even then, I'm paying $55 at minimum for a parking spot, plus you got to get food. I just saw something yesterday that I think it's the Ravens with the introduction of the new prices that they have.
Yeah, we just talked about that a little bit ago. It's the flock-friendly concession pricing.
Yeah, so, but I mean, like, and I know the Orioles have the value menu, but that quality, it's, you get a hot dog that's been sitting for 3 days. So, it's just, you're spending at least for a pair of, for me and my girlfriend, it's 150 day, even with tickets being given to us for free.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go on, maybe you're doing the pickles thing. So you're buying some drinks over there, you're pregaming before going in, and then you get in and you look at the prices. That's why I think what we saw from the Ravens is so cool, that they lowered a lot of those prices. And, you know, it's going to help the fan base out, and being able to go to a game and eat and drink and not have to sit here and drop, you know, $150 on a family, you know. It's just weird. Let's grab Mike and Towson, who wanted to talk some Ravens here real quick, because coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking to, well, we got Jamal Lewis coming up and we got Shovels. But go ahead, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Good morning. So I wanted to just quickly give my prediction for this week and this season. I think the Ravens win 28-26. I feel like there's no way. Well, there's way, obviously, but I feel like they're just so motivated, and just human nature. When you get such disappointment, you're so acutely focused that next time. And then conversely with the Bills, all the fanfare is going to be on their side, so there's only one way to go, which is down, in my opinion. Now, if they could lose that game, the Ravens, and it could really not mean much to their season. But speaking of that, I feel like Kyle Hamilton isn't really just in a perfect place, because he has expectations at an all-time high. The offense is going to be good. He's going to be, him and Roquan are the leaders of that defense. He is, in my opinion, the best defensive player in football, and that secondary is elite. Right? So He's going to have every eye on him every week. Now, I think last year he should have gotten more votes, maybe not won it, but I think he's at the perfect point in his career. He has the contract done and sorted. And I feel like all these guys like Jamar Chase and T. Higgins and Xavier Worthy and all these guys that are coming at him, that's just an opportunity he needs to prove himself to the league. So, curious to get your guys' thoughts, and thank you for taking my call.
Mike, I don't disagree with anything you said, except for the fact I think it's going to be extremely difficult for him to win Defensive Player of the Year, and I'll tell you why. Like, you look at it, it typically goes to the guy that gets the most sacks or the most interceptions.
Yes.
And I think he has a chance to pick up a couple of here, a couple there. He might have, whatever, at the end of the year, maybe he has six sacks, maybe he has seven. But I think you almost need a down year from those premier pass rushers, because anytime a guy gets 15 sacks in a season or somewhere around that number, they're going to get those votes. And it's funny, because the cornerbacks that usually end up with 6 to 10 interceptions or whatever, or safeties, whoever it may be, that's because they're willing to throw your way more times than not, and they're attacking you. There are guys in this league, what we talked about with Revis Island, they never threw his way. There were hardly any quarterbacks in the league that wanted to throw his way. That's why his interception numbers were so down. People were talking about Jalen Ramsey coming out of college, like, oh, he didn't have a pick. Yeah, they're not throwing his way. It's kind of hard to intercept the ball if they're throwing to the other side of the field. So I think it needs to be kind of a perfect storm for Kyle Hamilton to win that award, even though I agree with you, you could make a great case that he's the best defensive player in the league. I think ultimately he wins one at some point, but I still think everything has to go right. All right, we got Shovels coming up next. Don't forget Jamal Lewis at the top of the hour. Ed, you want to tell us about your shovel?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to the attendees at the Venice Film Festival. Ridiculous.
Oh.
Ridiculous.
All right, we're going to talk about that, and we'll take your shovels as well at 410-583-1057.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Big Bad Shovel of Wisdom is brought to you by Jerry's Toyota. Shop for your next new or used Toyota right now at jerrystoyota.com.
All right, it's time for shovels. If you have one, 410-583-1057. We'd love to hear from you. Ed, we always started off with you. Who gets your shovel?
The attendees at the Venice Film Festival.
Now, is this the one where they gave the standing ovation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, if you haven't heard, Dwayne Johnson is getting rave reviews for his performance in The Smashing Machine. It's the Mark Kerr story. So it's shown at the Venice Film Festival on Monday night. He ends up sobbing uncontrollably because the audience on the Lido, they went into a 15-minute standing ovation. I just think RTP, a tad dramatic. A minute... It's a lot. It's a long time. 2 minutes, really a long time to do clap your hands. 15 minutes. That's an NFL quarter. That's an NFL quarter. 15 minutes.
I mean, was that serious, though, or is it exaggerated?
They say if they're reporting 15, they time these things.
Yeah, but
it was the longest ovation in history.
But I also tell everybody I'm 6.5, and that's not true.
That's different.
Oh.
You don't measure the time for this from the back.
I'd measure from the back because I'm trying to gain as many as I can.
You measure in centimeters. That's the problem.
Oh. And they said that's not even the longest one.
No, it's not. No. There are others that are longer, I've heard. Different film festivals had longer ones. 15 minutes. Come on.
Wouldn't you be uncomfortable after 30 seconds?
Yes. Seriously. It's a standing ovation. I find we do standing ovations too easily anyway. I'm not criticizing him. Supposed to be a great performance. They're talking about an Oscar run for him.
They're saying he looks weird now that he lost a lot of weight.
He does look weird. It looks a little strange. Just doesn't look like him.
But this is, look, you're talking about, I've seen people say, well, John Cena's a better actor than The Rock if you want to talk about former wrestlers. Yeah, he looks different.
Yeah, he definitely looks different.
But
got off the steroids.
Yes, clearly.
But when you look at a lot of these professional wrestlers, they're usually in action movies. Think about when Adam Sandler first got the nod for Uncut Gems, when you see him in that role, and you're like, oh my God, he's incredible.
Yeah.
Where you would never think about him in that role. So, for me, it is going to be
interesting. Steve Carell in Foxcatcher.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought he was amazing in that.
I think he's amazing in everything.
Yeah. But, 15 minutes. To me, it's just ridiculous and excessive. And it's just, these people in that, I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it. All these people, these Hollywood folks, these RT, they love loving each other. You know what I mean? It's just it's just so ridiculous. All these award shows and stuff. And this 15-minute ovation to me is come on. You could have.
I can't do anything for
you. You could have cooked
minutes.
A meal. It's come on.
I would love a prank show where you have somebody coming out for an award ceremony that's hosting, and then just have everybody stand and keep clapping and not stop. Don't stop. Just keep going. See how long he's up there and how uncomfortable it gets. And thank you. Thank you. How many times did The Rock put his hand up and turn around and wave at everybody? 15. That's crazy. Well, this came across the wire this morning, and I don't know that any of us saw it, but I think this could be groundbreaking. I don't know what happened with Pablo Torre and how he's getting all of this information, He's breaking stories left and right. But I'm going to give my shovel to Steve Ballmer and Kawhi Leonard. Joe, did you see this? I just retweeted if anybody wants to check it out. Exclusive. Kawhi Leonard signed a $28 million endorsement deal for a no-show job for a fraudulent tree planting company funded by $50 million from Clippers owner Steve Ballmer. Huh. It was to circumvent the salary cap, obviously. Like, if you're looking at this, we've talked about this before, where the 49ers got busted and they ended up losing draft picks for finagling, what, the salary cap and working around things. And I think Vinny could tell that story way better than I could with, was that Carmen Policy? And then now you see this where, like, yeah, we've all wondered this. Has there ever been any handshake agreement on the side for you get a little bit of this, we don't say anything to anyone? It's a $28 million contract that he signed to work for this company that does not exist.
Really?
What do you think it is? Yeah. It's a, here, I'll read you the thing again. It says $28 million endorsement deal for a no-show job with a fraudulent tree planting company. And it's all funded by the owner of the Clippers, who what? Pays Kawhi's checks.
So it's like an, it's a no-show job, just paying him the money through his fake company.
They're circumventing the salary cap so they can sign other players so they don't hit the second apron.
Pretty genius.
Well, until you get caught, and then you're going to lose draft picks, yeah. You're going to get fined.
Yeah.
I don't know what they do once they find out this, but this is like the fourth or fifth gigantic story that Pablo Torre, that he broke. Like, where is he getting, where are his sources, man? But this is, you thought about other teams doing this and circumventing the salary cap. I mean, they need to hit these guys hard if that's the case, because that's some shady ass stuff right there. There's a reason why there's a salary cap, so you're not doing this nonsense. All right, that's your shovels for today. We're getting up to final hour of the program. I'm going to get to the Daily Line. Had a great day yesterday. Come back today and get a chance to do that later. But, of course, coming up next, you've heard me talking about it all morning. We get to talk to one of the best running backs in Ravens history. Jamal Lewis joins the program next here on The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.